This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
What time of the day is it? We're still at Stondall, anyway. We're still on air. It's 26 minutes past 11. There's a man with a chainsaw cutting the place down just as we start. Wouldn't there always be? You couldn't write it. Like, you're here.
That's actually the story of my life.
Isn't it? Open the mic and the man with the strimmer or the chainsaw or the barking dog, I will get him shut down soon enough. We'll send somebody out to chop him down. Raspberry Merveilleux.
Yes.
Doesn't that sound grand? That's like something you'd take to the opera now, isn't it?
It is. You would take a Merveilleux to opera. Apologies to any French people listening, but it is French for marvellous.
Yeah.
And it is a meringue sandwich covered in cream and lovely. So
Covered the whole way around in cream. So covered on the outside.
So we'll start with the meringue. So what you do, get a sheet of parchment paper and draw circles on it, because it's important that they're the same size for your sandwich. And then flip that over so you don't get lead on your pencil lead on your meringue. So flip the greaseproof paper over and then pipe round or just spoon round, and then bake it. I do my meringues quite low. About 100 degrees,
mm-hmm.
And then you get these nice crisp meringues. Okay, so those are that's your two meringue discs.
And are they Italian meringues?
No.
Or are they not that I know?
French.
I don't know what the French meringues.
They are just French meringues. So
I don't actually know what the difference is, but I know there is.
Well, French is just the way we do it. You know, the egg white. What's the egg white? Add your sugar, and I put a bit of corn flour and some vinegar, and a wee tiny bit of salt just when you're whisking them, and what do you call it? Sorry, I'm just laughing because obviously, whatever.
About he still hasn't chopped
the chainsaw, he's just obviously. That's okay. So that's it, John. So then the filling now is just a whipped cream, and then I've just folded in some raspberries. There's a wee bit of vanilla in there, mm-hmm. and there's some. I'll let you try a wee bit there just while you're waiting, and a wee bit of icing sugar just to sweeten it. So what you do is whip the cream, take about 2/3 of it away for the outside, and the third fold in lots of raspberries.
Mm-hmm.
Frozen raspberries would be good for this. You could use, you know, at the moment, you get lovely peaches at the moment, would be mm-hmm. beautiful in this. No ripe peaches, chop them up, apricots. Take a nice big, don't be shy with this now, and just take some of the cream round it. And then you're making a sandwich.
Wow.
And then take this sweetened cream and then just spread that.
Because there's not enough cream in the middle of it, so you have to slather the complete outside of it in cream.
There's the healthy cream in the middle with the fruit.
Okay.
So you take that and then just round outside, John. And what I'll do is if you just swirl all around the outside of that, okay, and keep going round and... You know the way you would if you're icing a cake, you know, with buttercream. So just keep going right round, okay?
Yeah.
And then on the top, just some...
some dark chocolate.
Some chocolate. Because raspberries and chocolate are lovely together. So just lots of chocolate. There we are. So chocolate, cream and raspberries are beautiful together. And this is our Merveilleux. Do you think there's a French radio station... Because I always say everything sounds better in French or Italian. Do you ever think they're doing maybe like, you know, onions with a pomme de terre mash, you know, with scallions, and they call it, you know, this is champ in Ireland. Everything sounds so much better in Irish.
Maybe.
in a parallel universe. I'm going to cut this in half, John, just to let you try a wee bit. Look, I've even got my wee cups that I had for demos. For demos, this is the first time I've had to use these since St. Patrick's Day 2020. So
this is... It's basically cream. It's really
cream
just
and meringue
like a big,
fruit.
Dirty meringue,
but
cream,
I think
that
if you take the time and just go round it, you know, and you can get these, have these all up ready in your fridge, and it looks, give everybody an individual wee cake. I think it's lovely. Or you could do a big one, but I think a nice small one is nice, isn't it?
And I just got a whole raspberry in there as well.
Yep. And then you get that nice melted chocolate through it, cream and meringue.
If you're listening to us, and you're here at Ballymulley Farm, and you're listening to BBC Radio Ulster, this is perfect for going to listen to the opera. Quarter past one. I think it's very refined.
It's got a posh French name. It's got fruit. It's got cream. It's actually, it's just like if you know the way you make a pavlova and you just spread the cream over it.
Yeah.
And that's boring. Let's sandwich it with cream and then completely cover it with cream. It's the future, John. Mm-hmm. Marvel you. Just need to think up and. A Northern Irish name for it.
It is truly marvellous.
It's truly marvellous.
Merci beaucoup. Recipe's going to be on the website.
I was going to say de nada there. I'm in Spanish.
Don't start me laughing. I'll be away. Recipe on the website. Cooking with Paula podcast will be available in the afternoon. And we're going to polish the rest of these off. We're at the Stendal Festival. Between Limavady and Drumcern. Paula, thanks a million.
My pleasure, John.
The Raspberry Merveilleuse recipe is there and available for you.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.